Hey babe, when you get a minute, could you? Where do you think you're going? Oh, for a drive? What reason do you need to be dressed up for a drive? Don't play dumb with me. I can see it under your jacket. You're wearing the nice shirt I got you for when we go to dinner together. Let me see the rest. I knew it. Would you like to revise your answer? No. Oh, okay. Then I've got no choice. You know, I hate to break your privacy, but you broke my trust, so give me your phone. Give it to me. Let's see. Have you made any calls I should know about? No. Who have you been texting? Melissa. You haven't told me about Melissa. What do the two of you need to have secret texts about? Well, it seems you two have been talking for a while. Right under my nose. I knew I was being too lenient on you. I should have been checking your phone more often for exactly this reason. Wait, you were about to go spend time with her, weren't you? A date? That's why you were trying to slip out of here without asking for my permission? Oh, I have made myself clear. Over and over again, have I not? You will not be spending time with anyone without me approving of them first. There are so many people out there that want nothing more than to take advantage of you. Bad influences could be corrupting you at every turn. Where did you meet Melissa anyway? On what? Is that a dating app? What does that mean? Show me. This is. Oh my God. I knew it. I knew getting this phone for you was a mistake. You begged. And pleaded and said it would be a way for me to keep track of you while you were gone from the house. You will not be leaving the house tonight, young man, so get that through your head right now. You need to be taught a lesson. Come with me. And also, bring up whatever this dating app thing is on the computer so I can look. This is the kind of girl you want to spend your time with. Someone who parades herself around on a website basically asking for strange men to look at her. Look at these photos. There's no virtue, there's no modesty. She may as well be naked. Look at that swimsuit. No. I've seen enough. I'm telling you, this girl is going to be nothing but trouble. Oh no, I don't even see the need to meet her. You are not to communicate with her in any way. Especially to see each other in person. Well, I'm going to be confiscating your phone until I can trust you to use it the right way. Oh, it's not fair. What do you have to be upset about? Have you thought about how I feel? I thought I raised you better than to lie to me and then try to cover it up. Have I not done enough? Providing all of this for you? But it's only natural your curiosity would get the better of you. Photos like these may be irresistible to you. You've probably thought about them night and day since you've seen them. The thought of finally seeing her in person must have been so exciting. You can't even keep your eyes off them right now. Oh my God, is that what I think it is? Oh no, don't cover it. I know what I saw. You're already in enough trouble. How could you let your body react like this right in front of your mother? Aren't you ashamed? Slide down your pants then. Go on. Don't make a fuss. It's too late now to make excuses. You will show me the proof of your corrupted thoughts. I can see it's not going to go down anytime soon. Just looking at her on the screen has that much of an effect on you? Well, I know what you were after when you were trying to go out and see her, so we're going to have to do something to take care of that. Well, you will have to masturbate under my supervision. Oh, I'm not going to hear it. Nope. These are your consequences. I have to get right to the root of the problem. And I can't be sure what you'll do if I leave you alone. Stop procrastinating. Get it out. Show it to me. There. Was that so difficult? Get a bottle of lotion. There. Close your eyes. Put one hand behind your back. Oh, interesting choice. You can begin. Let's get this done with. You boys, you just can't control yourselves. I had hoped that I had raised you to be more disciplined. You couldn't even keep yourself from getting an erection right in front of your mother. You are a sinful, naughty boy. Oh my God, slow down. You're not going to rush your punishment. That's better. Nice and slow. You need time to let this lesson take. Hopefully this will clear your mind so you can think more rationally next time. I'll have to come up with a more proper outlet for you to channel these urges. Your nightly trips down to the computer don't seem to be enough. Oh, that's right. Did you think that I don't hear you creeping around after I've gone to bed? I know everything that happens in this house, or at least I thought I did. I permitted it because I'd hoped it would help you behave. What if I had come down and caught you? Is this what I would have seen on the screen, or something worse? More proof of what happens when I give you some leeway. I let you get away with all of that, and you still come up with even more depraved ideas, like sneaking out to see some little slut. What's wrong? What do you mean it doesn't feel right? You've done it dozens of times already. You need something to look at while you do it? Unbelievable. You might as well admit you're addicted to it. It can't be helped right this second. Fine. Open your eyes. I'll let you play out your little infatuation. What do you want to see? How about this? She's going out, God knows where, with all of her little friends dressed like prostitutes. How can she even walk around in such a short, tight dress? Her breasts are tumbling out of the top. She's asking for trouble. You should not trust a girl that seeks out this kind of attention. You don't know how many men she's let touch her. It's the same of these pictures she takes at the gym. Look, arching her back, presenting her butt right in front of everybody in public. And short shorts, they don't even cover her. It's ridiculous. Maybe that's why you want her. She probably gives up her virtue so easily. Why wouldn't she do the same for you? Do you pretend it's her hand sliding up and down your cock when you touch yourself? What? You can't do it in front of me. Well, then you shouldn't have gotten yourself into this situation in the first place. Take your hand off. I'll just have to take care of it myself. I already told you, quit whining. We're not going to stop. Well, first you have me clicking through perverted pictures because you're so addicted to them. And now your own mother's jerking you off. I can't believe you. Aren't you embarrassed? Okay, keep looking at her then. Show me what you're so obsessed with. No. Oh. Right back to the bikini pictures. You are filthy. You don't want anything left to the imagination. Just a small patch of wet fabric covering her nipples. How many times have you finished yourself to these? Are you imagining spraying your cum all over her wet body? We're going to do this as often as necessary to get all those lustful thoughts out of your head. Every night if we need to. She's not really that special, you know. I mean, the tight body might give you a cheap thrill, but how long do you think it would be before she moved on? You need someone that you can trust not to run around on you. You don't want to be worrying about who she's with and where she's going to go. Excuse me, young man. Were you looking down mommy's robe? Well, I see it's come loose, but any decent boy wouldn't have taken that as an open invitation to stare down my cleavage. You're a little pervert. Oh, I see. Have you had enough of staring through the screen at her body? You wanted something more real when you tried to sneak out of here tonight. I'll let you choose then. You can go back to looking at her while mommy covers up. Or we can turn off the screen and mommy can show you what a real woman looks like. Oh, you're so torn. The fact that you're even considering it shows me how corrupted you are. You think of your mother in the same way you think of this girl. You are taking too long to decide. You have until the count of 10. 10, Do you want to keep getting jerked off to these slutty pictures of your little crush? 9. Or do you want to see mommy's tits right here in front of you? 8. Here, I'll open my robe a little bit more to help you decide. 7. Are you pretending it's her hand sliding up and down? Or are you even more happy mommy is doing it? 6. One way or another, we're going to get all those urges emptied out until you have a clean mind. 5. Do you think her breasts are nicer than mine? You've seen mommy in a swimsuit before. I'll have to start being careful what I wear around the house. 4. Do you dream of all the things she would do to you? Sucking your cock, putting you inside of her. 3. I feel you tensing up, and you're harder than before. You're not even thinking of emptying your balls right onto mommy, are you? 2. You're such a little pervert. So pathetically eager to give up your cum. Go ahead. Show me what you wanted to do to her. Come for mommy instead. 1. Come for mommy. Come for mommy. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Empty those balls. Let it all out. You filthy boy. Did mommy give you permission to get your cum all over her? You got some on mommy's face and chest, and you've got her nice robe all dirty. Oh, don't even think about blaming me. You march right up to your room and think about what you've done. Mommy has to get in the shower. I hope you've learned your lesson.